I know that our church holds to the Westminster standards, but it agrees with the Belgic Confession. And I'd like us to look at the Belgic Confession, Article 27, page 865 in the back of the hymnal while you're looking that up. The Belgic Confession was originally written in French by a fellow named Guido de Bries. And he had been a student of John Calvin in Geneva. And this was a time when a lot of, let's see, when was it written? 1561. 1561, so the 16th century. And a lot of confessions were being written at this time. And part of his reason for writing it was to persuade the Spanish king, who was the king of the Holy Roman Empire, that Protestants really believed the biblical truth and should not be persecuted. He, however, ended his life as a martyr. He was killed for his faith. But if Reformed churches, especially in Europe, have adopted this confession of faith, it was translated into Dutch and into German and then now into English. And a lot of Reformed churches hold that as their official confession of faith. And it's very helpful. It's background to the Westminster standards that we hold. And it helps to enlighten it somewhat. So listen to Article 27, entitled The Holy Catholic Church. We believe and confess one single Catholic or universal church, a holy congregation and gathering of true Christian believers awaiting their entire salvation in Jesus Christ, being washed by his blood and sanctified and sealed by the Holy Spirit. This church has existed from the beginning of the world and will last until the end, as appears from the fact that Christ is eternal King who cannot be without subjects. And this holy church is preserved by God against the rage of the whole world, even though for a time it may appear very small in the eyes of men, as though it were snuffed out. For example, during the very dangerous time of Ahab, the Lord preserved for himself 7,000 men who did not bend their knee to Baal. And so this holy church is not confined, bound, or limited to a certain place or certain persons, but it is spread and dispersed throughout the entire world, though still joined and united in heart and will, in one and the same spirit, by the power of faith. Amen. And when we confess that we believe one holy Catholic Church, we're not talking about a denomination or organization, but we're talking about all whom the Lord claims as his, all who are united to him by faith and through the Holy Spirit. The whole universal church, the word Catholic means universal, kataholic, according to the whole. And it means, and we believe this church not because we see it. Roman Catholics say to us, well, we've got this visible organization that we trace back to the Apostle Peter, and we can argue with them about that. But when the Bible speaks about the church universal, it speaks about those who are seated with Christ in the heavenly places, who are united to him by the Spirit and through faith. And we believe this church by faith and not by sight. And so it comes to expression in different places, in different languages, in different organizations. That's the church that we hold to. And the Lord has kept it and will keep it. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. As we bring our intercessions to the Lord this evening, let me call your attention to the prayer requests in the inside back cover of the bulletin. Let's pray together. O living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, from whom and through whom and to whom are all things, we bring you these tithes and offerings, and we ask that you would be pleased to set them apart and consecrate them to the glory of your name and to the furtherance of your kingdom. We pray your blessing upon Mid-America Reform Seminary. We thank you for it. We thank you for its professors and for its hard work and dedication. And we pray that you would continue to bless and use it, provide for its needs, and make it a place that is very useful for your kingdom in equipping men for faithful ministry in your church. We bless you for all the good gifts that you give to us, for our creation, for our preservation, for the provision of all the blessings of this life. But above all, we bless you for your immeasurable love in redeeming the world by our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you for the means of grace. We bless you for the hope of glory. We pray that you'd give us such a sense of all your mercies and benefits that our hearts might be sincerely thankful, even overflowing with thanksgiving, so that we declare your praise not only with our lips but also with our lives, by giving ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness and love all our days. We commit to you all people of all nations, that you would have mercy on them, that you would restrain evil in common grace, and that you would promote good, especially the gospel in saving grace. And we pray that you would be pleased to be with those in positions of civil authority, turn their hearts to serve your purposes, whether that's their desire or not. We pray that you would restrain them from doing that which would bring harm to your kingdom, and that you would turn their hearts to do that which would bring benefits to your kingdom. And we do pray for your kingdom, for that one holy Catholic Church, the Church Universal. Especially we commit to you our persecuted brothers and sisters. Please have mercy on them. Please grant to them a strong assurance that you have mercy on them, that you will hold them fast and never leave them nor forsake them, and thus give them grace to hold fast to you whatever your will for their future is. And we pray for the persecutors as well, that you would turn their hearts, that they might be like Saul of Tarsus, who you converted to become Paul the Apostle. We pray that you would convert many persecutors. We pray that you would raise up faithful pastors and elders and deacons and leaders and witnesses in every lawful calling for your Church Universal. And we pray that you would be pleased to continue to gather and perfect your church from all nations. We pray that you would be pleased to be with the Presbyterian Church of America branch of your church. We pray for Pastor Peter Wallace and Michiana Covenant Church in Granger, Indiana, that you would continue to bless them and make them to be a blessing. We thank you for the evidence of your faithfulness to that congregation, and we pray that you would continue to use it, and as well as their church planting efforts. We pray for Faith Presbyterian Church in Granville. We thank you for that, Pastor Nalty. We thank you for the building that you have provided for them, and we praise you for new members joining the church. We pray that you would be pleased to bless the evening service, which began in March, and we pray that you would grant fruitful outreach into this local area. We thank you. There once was a faithful Christian Reformed church in that building, and it dwindled down, and we thank you that you have preserved a witness in that place, and we pray that you would bless and use it. And we also pray for Reverend Paul Engel, that you would bless him as he teaches pastors throughout the world. We pray that you would be pleased to grant that you would use him as an instrument, and not only him, but raise up many others to help train men for more faithful and more effective ministry. Our Father and our God, we pray for Redeemer PCA, that you would bless us and make us to be a blessing for you. We pray for those who need healing and strengthening in their bodies, that you would provide that. We pray that you would open a door for your word, that we as a congregation might proclaim it boldly. We pray that you would open doors of opportunity. Give us not only the wisdom to recognize them as opportunities, but also the courage to step through those open doors and take advantage of them. And we pray that you would open hearts to receive Jesus Christ and convert sinners to yourself through the witness of this congregation and its members. Father, we pray that you would grant continued blessing on this congregation. May you grant numerical growth, bring the people of your choice and add to its numbers, and grant an increasing joy in knowing you. We pray for an increasing desire to be outwardly focused in our ministries, looking to the world around us as in great need of our ministries. We pray that before the end of this year, you would add 3 new families to this congregation. We pray for Eleanor, Helene, Shirley, and Roy, as they're unable to join us for worship at this time. Care for them and hold them fast. And we pray that you would, regarding Shepherd's Way, that you would bless us as we move forward. And Father, we commit to you unsaved loved ones. Please have mercy on them. Please bring them under the hearing of the gospel and effectually work by your Holy Spirit to call them to a saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we pray in the name of Jesus, and all God's people say, Amen.